If you are waiting for me to be more specific about what manifest presence actually looks like in a church, after all, it is manifest, I promise I will at the end of this chapter. But first, let's be even more precise about what it is, so we can embrace it not just as God's active working on our behalf, but as the very purpose for the existence of the universe and the subject of that very first sermon I mentioned earlier. The Greeks call it unknown. Rudolf Otto calls it the numinous. Aldous Huxley called it mysterium tremendum. Paul Tillich called it the ground of all being. People at the end of their ropes sometime call it the higher power. Transcendence is what it's called in the abstract. Manifest presence is what it's called in experience. If you don't know what it is, you might give it a lot of names. But if you know what it is, you call it glory. God's glory revealed. Let's go back to Exodus 33, where what happened next with Moses is one of the most awesome God moments in the whole Bible. Moses had a relationship with the Lord unlike any other human who has ever lived. Elijah and Enoch didn't die, but Moses talked with God as a man talks face to face with his friend. Joseph was awesome in leading a little family down to Egypt and administrating the world's greatest nation during a famine under its Pharaoh. But Moses brought a Pharaoh to his knees and led a whole nation of slaves out of bondage under the banner of 10 miraculous signs across a God-opened sea. Moses led millions to a mountain where he got 10 commandments engraved by the finger of God on a stone as he held it. He led them against their will through many miracles across a desert and up to the promised land. Moses had a front row seat to the grand and spectacular work of God like nobody else who has ever lived. And given the chance to ask God a question, what did Moses want to know? Sensing God's tender heart for his weariness and frustration with the stubborn people he was called to lead, Moses went for the summa cum laude and tenderly invoked, "Please show me your glory." Take some time and think about what he was asking. Apparently, the request was unparalleled because while the answer was yes, God added a lot of fine print to the contract so that Moses wouldn't be incinerated. 1, verse 19a, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, the glory of God at work for good." 2, verse 19b, "And proclaim before you my name, the Lord, the glory of undiluted I am." 3, verse 19 part c, "I will be gracious, merciful to whom I will, the glory of God's independence." 4, verse 20, "Cannot see my face and live, the glory of unapproachable, light-consuming fire." 5, verse 22,